Environmental activists pose in suits and feather boas, drinking champagne, smoking cigars, and lounging in a large bed beside barrels of faux toxic waste. They say it symbolizes the State Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Toxic Substances Control in bed with lobbyists, corporate developers, and polluters. Louis Olmedo, an environmental health advocate, says there are some members of the EPA and the DTSC working to help communities impacted by hazardous waste pollution, but, quote, bad actors at the agencies have left communities with a toxic legacy.
We're here to make sure that we put on notice today all those bad actors, all those people have been given a position of power that have left our community with a toxic legacy, that have sided with polluters. We're going to make sure we put them on notice today. Today begins their journey outside that building. And we're going to make sure we keep putting in people in there that are going to carry out the mission that we've been promised by legislators, that we've been promised into law, that we've been promised time and time again. No handshakes. No. We want real action. We want real cleanup.
Activists representing communities impacted by toxic waste, radiation, and pollution, such as Livermore, Treasure Island, Hunters Point, and West Oakland, were present at the demonstration to support organizers' key focus. Two hazardous waste sites in the Central Valley, located in the towns of Button Willow and Kettleman City. Organizations like Green Action for Health and Environmental Justice, Parents Against Santa Susana Field Lab, and Communities for a Better Environment are seeking to halt waste dumping in Button Willow and Kettleman City. County and state agencies, including the Department of Toxic Substances Control, allow both dumping sites to operate under expired permits. Maricela Mares Alatorre, a resident of Kettleman City, says the waste sites have had a devastating impact on the small town. Mares Alatorre says the Kettleman City doesn't need money, referring to a 2016 settlement of a civil rights complaint filed with the Environmental Protection Agency against the exposure of citizens of Kettleman City to hazardous waste. She says residents need a healthy environment.
We want a clean environment for our children. We want to be able to be healthy. We want to be able to drink water from the faucet. That's a luxury that Kettleman City has only had for 2 years. Only been able to drink water from our water faucet for 2 years. Just that fact, that little victory, is so significant, but it shouldn't be. It should be a crime that in the United States, we can't drink from our own water faucet.
Halfway through the demonstration, Jared Blumenfeld, Secretary of Cal EPA, joined Meredith Williams, Director of the Department of Toxic Substances Control, to speak with protesters. Blumenfeld says that he and Williams are committed to making sure communities impacted by hazardous waste pollution receive justice.
From day one, we knew, Meredith and I, coming into this, that this would be a challenge, right? This system has not worked for you. For decades. And we are here to turn that system around. We are here to be held accountable, for you to hold us accountable. We're not afraid of that daylight or that sunshine. We want you to make sure that the polluter pays.
Blumenfeld and Williams said that with a new budget of $500 million towards cleaning communities impacted by hazardous waste, the largest in California history, state agencies will have greater resources to keep communities safe. But he warns that with up to 200,000 sites in California that need to be cleaned, state agencies struggle to meet communities' needs. For KPFA News, I'm Marina Newman.